USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
United Auto Workers leaders say their members have gone on strike against GM after GM made $8 billion profit last year and isn't paying a fair wage to those workers.
We're on strike over affordable quality health care issues.
This picketing worker says just a few years ago they made concessions to help keep the company going.
And now that they're making more money than they ever have, we feel like we should get some of that stuff back.
The workers remain on the picket lines, but talks between the two sides have resumed this morning. The Federal Reserve is expected to reduce interest rates this week. President Trump tweeting it's about time, saying the U.S. is, quote, paying a much higher interest rate than other competing nations, and he's squarely blaming the Fed. A Fed policy meeting starts tomorrow and wraps up Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Maine's Governor Janet Mills says she's closely monitoring a building explosion in Farmington this morning that's left a firefighter dead and several others injured. In a statement, she says she's instructed the state fire marshal to thoroughly investigate the cause of what she calls a devastating explosion. The biggest moment in last Thursday's debate for candidate Democrat Robert Beto O'Rourke was when he said he would take people's AR-15s and AK-47s. Yesterday, he spoke in Plano, Texas, and he doubled down on that comment at the debate.
If we agree that those have been used as instruments of terror against our fellow human beings, against our kids who are hunted in their classrooms and chased down in the hallways of their schools, we are going to buy back every single one of those weapons and ensure they are never used against us.
Cars founder Rick Ocasek has died. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charlottesville, Virginia cannot remove a Confederate statue at the center of a white supremacist rally that turned deadly 2 years ago. A Charlottesville Circuit Court judge ruling that a state law bars that city from removing the statue of Robert E. Lee from a city park. The judge ruled the statue was covered by a Virginia law that protects all war memorials. Neo-Nazis and white supremacists did descend on that city in August of 2017 to rally against efforts to remove it. A woman was killed and over a dozen people injured when a man drove his car into a group of the counter-demonstrators. Humberto is now a hurricane. The storm is a Category 1, maximum sustained wind 75 miles an hour, and about 785 miles west of Bermuda in the Atlantic. And it's likely to continue strengthening over the next day, but it's moving out to sea away from the U.S. mainland, not posing any threats to land, and perhaps now not even to Bermuda. NASA says a newly discovered comet originated outside of our solar system. The agency saying that the comet discovered on August 30th is probably an interstellar visitor, only the second time such an object has been observed. And today is National Guacamole Day, and the price of the main ingredient, avocados, has come down from just over $2 in early July to $1.16 today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.